It's basketball season. Our basketball coverage starts for you tonight.
Tonight.
It's the curtain raiser of the 2017-2018 prep season. And joining us on the phone for a preview is our good friend Terry Stoltz. T, good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Now I know why Keith asked me if I had virtual popcorn, because you're only giving him peanuts on this hour.
That's exactly right. We've got
no
to keep.
Wonder he asked me.
We have to keep our cost and our overhead down, T. If you want, those cheap fares to warm destinations, we can't have full meals on this deal. But we've got a full meal deal for you tonight. Our high school coverage is going to begin at 7 o'clock, and our first game out of the traps this year, the Edgewood Mustangs of J.B. Neal, season number 2 with him in charge. We'll head down to the south side to J.R. Holmes Court. Well, if they named the court after him, Keith, we know he's been there a while and been doing some pretty impressive things. Is this season number 48 for J.R., Terry?
It, in fact, is season 48 for J.R. He started when he was 10. No, it is. It's 48th year, 35th year of Bloomington South.
Wow.
I actually had somebody ask me the other day if I played for J.R., and the answer
well, you should
would
have
be
said
if
yes.
I'd have been at another school, I could have said yes. The veteran is ready to go for season 48, and this is going to be an interesting game, Glass, because we've got what you always think of the big school, the South Panthers, against Edgewood, a little bit smaller school, same county. Edgewood's got 8 solid players back that played last year a lot. South has 4 returning, and unfortunately, one of those 4. And Philip King facing a little football injury, and he's not going to play for, a week and a half maybe. About 4 to 5 weeks, I'm sorry. And, so this could be interesting. We've got a really experienced Edgewood club coming back against a South team with 3 starters would have been returning and a solid JV season last year. Now, this could be up in the air without Philip. But Edgewood also missing a huge piece, the graduation, Cooper Bybee in 23.5 points a game, and also Jason Brown, a solid, solid player for Edgewood. So they do miss 2 important people, but I think if you talk to both these coaches,
and you
they
did.
Are sounded a lot more, and I did, which you will hear tonight. It's a long chalk talk, so hang on, folks. I think both these coaches, J.R. sounds a little weary. Like, he's not sure what to expect. He kind of gave me the Lou Holtz act a little bit. worried about getting run out of his own gym. And JB's cautiously optimistic that if a few players step up a little bit and Edgewood's out for a fine season. So I think we're going to have a great lid lifter, as Joe would say.
Let me give you my 2 thoughts on this and tell me where my argument fails. In these games, it seems like you have to have somebody to score. And if I look at these 2 teams as a fan from the sideline, I say, well, Chance Coyle, he's the leading scorer, returning scorer here, junior all-star, getting almost 20 a game. That, to me, jumps off the page as a difference. Number one, we know Chance is going to fill up. Does Edgewood have anybody to stop him?
Now that will be the interesting dilemma for Edgewood. Now, Caleb Norris, just a great athlete. He's 6'3", about the same size as Chance. He may get that challenge. Cam Bannister, also a good athlete. There's 2 guys that could possibly stop him.
There's going to have to be more than one, because that's an all-day job. That's not a one-man show for 32 minutes, is it?
No, and, Chance, he moves great without the ball. He can shoot threes. He can drive. And he will make the pass. If he gets double-teamed, he'll find the open guy. So he can do it all. He can do it all on the court. To be honest, I'm not sure that anybody's going to completely stop him, because if you slow him down a little bit, he's gonna get the ball to some other guys. Now, the thing about the Panther, other than Anthony Leal, who's a sophomore, grew a couple inches, was an outstanding shooter last year, but was up and down as a freshman. I mean, you don't expect a freshman to be solid contributor throughout. This guy has to step up. if Chance has slowed down at all, Anthony Leal needs to step up, hit some shots, and he's going to be key for the Panthers because I'll be honest, those two guys are the best shooters on the Panther team, and Leal's going to have to play and play well for South to win this game. If they're trying to depend on Chance to get 30 and win it, that's going to be a problem, I think.
They got 25 last year in this matchup when they had some football players not back yet because of the semi-state game last year. Terry Stoltz is our guest this morning. He'll join me tonight. Edgewood South, Chalk Talk at 7, tip around 7:30-ish after the JV game concludes and 20 minutes of warm-up for the varsity starters gets accomplished. Talking about point guards, it sounds like, as we mentioned, that South still kind of looking some pieces. Noah Jager, Philip King is out, as we mentioned. That's not the case at Edgewood. As Joe Kitto comes back, this will be his third year of running the show at Edgewood.
Yeah, Joe's just a fantastic little point guard. Handles the ball well. Is a fierce defender on the other end. So, and I think Noah found that out last year because Noah Jager started that game at Edgewood with the football players out, and Joe Kitto harassed him all over the floor. The one thing I liked about Joe in last year, he came back and averaged about 7 points a game, is they're asking him, hey, we need you to penetrate, maybe shoot a little bit more, keep the guys honest. And he did that last year. You know, 7 points a game doesn't sound like a huge clip, but when you were averaging a point and a half or two the year before, you more than tripled your scoring
average.
That's
right.
And
showed you could handle the load.
That's right. And made him, and he actually would hit a few threes every now and again. Kito's going to be a key tonight because this guy, he will have the ball in his hands a lot. Tate Balcam, who played a little bit last year, JB seems to think that he'll be able to spot Joe a little bit, give him some rest. But that guy, he is going to be a big factor in trying to get the ball to people like Bannister and Chayton Howard, who is one of my favorites. I love watching him play. You're going to enjoy him tonight.
And Chayton's a big boy, too, 6'5", 6'6". We know that the Panthers lost Trey Bamba and Josh Hall. Terry, does that give Edgewood an advantage, or does the supply chain from the JV that South has, they just move somebody up the pipeline?
Well, as you hear tonight, I mean, one of the things JR mentioned to me, while he's got several juniors with some hype, Andy Graham, Chris Thomas, and Ryan Parker, all 6'6", 6'5", and Bruce Furr, 6'3". So he's got some, but what's he going to get from his junior class? None of these guys played any varsity last year, or if they did, it was spot minutes at the end of a blowout game. So while if you look at this, you're thinking, well, wow, South's got by far the bigger team. The biggest players on South team have not had a chance to step into the bright lights of the varsity on 7:30 p.m. before, and JR wonders what he's going to get. If he could get some playing time out of a couple of those guys, it'll be a huge bonus for South. But right now, as I look at it, overall, the players from Edgewood that are going to be playing, they've got South outsized for the first time back to the Garrett Butcher days, to be honest. So it's one of JR's main concerns was, how are we going to handle the boards? And not just tonight, all year. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully some of those juniors will step up.
Well, and JR knows the answer to that. Everybody rebounds when you don't have a dominating rebound. If you don't have the ball, you can't run. If you don't have the ball, you can't run your offense. If you don't have the ball, you can't score. You better start there and work your way back. And after 48 years in charge, I think he'll have a plan just in case that doesn't go to his direction. Terry Stoltz is our guest this morning. He is with me tonight live from the J.R. Holmes Court, the South Side. Edgewood, Bloomington South, our first game of the season. And I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, T, but since I'm not going to talk to you on the air Wednesday, South is game number 2 of our schedule, and they've got a big task coming to town and a big player leading the New Albany Bulldogs.
Yeah, on Saturday evening, John Callahan and I will bring you New Albany at South. And being New Albany, that means Romeo Langford, one of Archie Miller's number one quest after player, one of the best players in the country. Glass, I've seen him play now for 3 years and a couple of regionals, and this kid is the real deal. I mean, he just does a little bit of everything. He shoots the threes. He slashes. He drives. He rebounds. He dunks the ball. They set up an inbounds play almost to start every game for him on a backdoor cut and a dunk. You know it's coming, you still can't stop it.
Though that's a sign of a good player when you know it's coming and you still can't slow it down. So that game, just to let people know, that will be 7:30 on Saturday night. And are tickets tough to get for this one, T?
Well, they are expecting to sell out. They've been selling those tickets in advance, plus, of course, tickets for tonight's game with Edgewood. I just got a feeling. Look, number one, New Albany travels extremely well. They got no problem driving the hour and a half to 2 hours up here. They'll have a huge crowd themselves. Hopefully Panther fans will follow suit. I know JR told me he's got media, newspapers, internet people, the TV people will be here from Indianapolis. This is number one versus number nine in your preseason rankings. It's a big deal, and if I were you, I would get up to the South ticket office and see if I could get a game by tonight's and Saturday's at the same time.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
A little effort.
Well, and give somebody an early Christmas present too that might not be expecting it. That's a good way to do it, because I don't think, and this, I'm not telling any tales out of school here, find me a better value than going to a high school basketball game.
Oh,
well, besides high school football. I mean, there's the best.
Yeah,
it's the best bang for your buck that you can get, and the entertainment level is,
well, plus the food.
Pretty good there.
Good
look
food.
At you always worried about,
well,
the food.
What they
always
serve.
You know, they won't, you know what they won't have Saturday? They won't have turkey. So you'll
That's
be
right.
You'll be turkeyed out by then. Enjoy some popcorn. Enjoy the atmosphere on the South Side, and we'll kick it off tonight. Big Chalk Talk. Why? Well, we have two local coaches, a whole offseason to get caught up with. So Terry's going to help out with that. Great job, buddy. Get ready for tonight, and I'll see you in a few hours.
All right, Glass. Sounds good. See you, Keith.
Take care.